peroration, commit the bottomly great speech at the Albert Hall, London, when upwards of 40,000 people were unable to obtain admission. Ladies and gentlemen, the more I ponder over this ghastly scene, the more convinced do I become that we are witnessing something greater than any war which has ever yet been waged in the history of mankind. I become convinced that we are witnessing something with a deep and mystic meaning so profound that the human mind staggers at its solemnity and fails to comprehend it. In this war, it is no question of territorial acquisition so far as we are concerned. No question of new boundaries, no question of new maps, no question of new political balances of power. I study this scene from day to day and night to night, and with me it is gradually becoming a deep conviction, a living and a burning faith, that perhaps all unconsciously we are witnessing that great Armageddon, that last battle of the world, that final upheaval of the primitive savagery and barbarism to which we sprang, and of which the old poets and mythologists used to speak in days gone by. I am satisfied that the main issue in this war is whether the teutonic race, with its doctrine of blood and iron, its doctrine that might is right, its system of government under which every one of its citizens is a mere automatic unit in a great, cruel, remorseless fighting machine without soul or life or liberty of its own, or whether, on the other hand, the Anglo-Saxon and the Latin races, with their doctrines of human liberty and freedom and spirituality, shall continue to lead in the band of human progress. I am no religionist. I would rather cut my tongue from its roots than speak a word of cant or hypocrisy in regard to a subject so momentous and so brilliant. But with me, it is becoming a deep and deeper conviction every day that I live, that the great power which rules the universe, and which, whatever be your sect or creed, or whether you have none at all, we all unite in calling by the majestic name of God, has suddenly demanded a halt amongst the great nations of the earth, and that they are called upon today to open the book of their records to justify the position and the heritage which has come down to them. And I believe that of all such nations, the great branch of the human family to which we belong, the Anglo-Saxon race, is above all on its trial. And that if we will remain true to our traditions in this ghastly conflict, remembering we have no selfish purpose to serve, remembering that in all honest and truth we are fighting for civilization, for human liberty, for all that makes life worth living on this earth, then I believe if we resolve to see the business through right to the very end, our reward will be that when the ghastly thing is over and we look back of all the debris and anguish and suffering of the past, that when the blood and tears have ceased to flow, when the last cannon ceased to roar, and the last sword has been seized, I believe our reward will be that we shall be the first to be privileged to pass the final milestone on the road of human destiny, and without staying to inquire how it is that such mighty issues have to be determined by the arbitrament of the sword. After all these years of Christianity and civilization, and after all, ladies and gentlemen, they are the only method still known to mankind. I believe, and I say this, with all the reverence and sincerity of which any human being to be capable, we shall be first to pass the final milestone on the road of human destiny, the first to be privileged to glance through those mystic portals which no human eye has ever yet penetrated, and with a veil dropped from our eyes to see before us a brighter and a purer road, the end of which we may discern the patient figure of the Prince of Peace, pointing to the star of Bethlehem, which will lead us on to God.